Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the 21st anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, and it's just you and me. These are the two segments I'm taking this week to talk about what's going on, and it's kind of interesting. I don't remember, I guess it's happened in 21 years, but I don't remember the anniversary week coinciding with Thanksgiving week. Thanksgiving is really early this year, isn't it? And so this is Thanksgiving week, but this is also the third week of November, which is the week that we began the show back in 1997. This is the 21st anniversary, beginning the 22nd year of the Small Business Advocate Show. And also another thing, by the way, I'm Jim Blasingame. You probably knew that already. Those of you who just tuned in, I don't remember if I said that in the beginning. After all these years, I forget things sometimes. I'm still learning how to tell time. But anyway, another anniversary that we have this week is my newsletter, the Small Business Advocate newsletter, which we've been publishing since this week in 1999. This is the 19th anniversary of the newsletter, and we haven't missed an edition. This comes out on Sunday afternoon. That newsletter has been, I'm gonna back up. We didn't get it out 1 year. I mean, one week out of 19 years. We missed the deadline, and it went out the next morning, but it wasn't our fault. It was because of the technology. It was because of the distribution system that we used, that they had a problem. They had a problem with their technology. We weren't able to ship it. But the newsletter was ready in 19 years. Now, one of the things that I talk about on the show is I recommend you do your own newsletter. I recommend you do your own distribution. But I also recommend if you start it, you stay devoted to it. And you pick a time, weekly, biweekly, monthly, you pick a time and you stick to that. And you be devoted to that because your customers are going to expect it from you. And I've walked that talk 19 years, never missed an edition of the letter. And if you're not a subscriber, all you got to do is go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's right there on the right, on the top. And click on that and put your email in. I don't know that you're there. It's all part of the security system. I just know, you know, who the general numbers. I don't know any individuals. And if you decide you want out, you just unsubscribe yourself. Piece of cake. I don't know that you've left. We just put it out there. We want people to use it, and the newsletter is the weekly support and backup of the show, which is, as I said earlier, 21 years this week that we've been doing the Small Business Advocate Show. And since then, look how things have changed. Of course, the internet's just taken off, right? And there are a lot of other people out there doing things to help small business owners, and I'm so happy about that. And you know what, folks? The reason I can prove that I'm happy about it, and you can believe me, many of them I have helped start their own business, their own podcast, their own radio show. I've helped them become my competitors, many of them. So when I say I'm proud that they're here, and I'm whenever they ask me to help them, I always say, you know what? Of course I'll help you. There are a lot of people out there that need to be reached. And I can't reach everybody, and you can help out, and we can all get work together. And because the goal is to help small business owners be more successful. That's my goal. The mission of this show, of all my work, my professional life, is to help small business owners have the maximum opportunity to be successful. That's my singular purpose, my singular professional purpose in life. Everything I do, from the show to my columns to my books to my speeches, 100% dedicated to helping small business owners to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And so as the technology has changed, as the new generations have come on board and people like to listen to things different ways, you know, some people probably would rather hear another person tell these things than me. That's fine. I'm okay with that. Whatever it takes, folks. I told you what my mission is. I want you to be successful. Whatever it takes. And nobody who's been around me for very long would deny that I have pulled that off. I know I have. Because of, look at our Brain Trust members. One of the smartest things I did was amass this community of Brain Trust members, and they keep coming back, right? Why do they come back? They come back because of you, small business owners. Because they love what you're doing. They're proud of what you're doing. And as I wrap up this segment, I gotta say thank you to our sponsors. Over the years, so many different sponsors have helped us to sustain ourselves. IBM, FedEx, Aflac, Palo Alto Software, who else? And, of course, our presenting sponsor for the last 15 years. My friends, think about that. A presenting sponsor. Find a presenting sponsor that's been steadfast to a company. To something like what we have here for 15 years. Insperity. You hear their commercials. Think about that. 15 years. How great is that? What does that say about a company that will be your partner for 15 years? It's a rare thing, folks. It's a rare thing, and I'm so grateful. We're so blessed to have them as a partner. Thank you, small business owners. You're the reason this whole thing is here. It's this chaos, this mayhem. It's all about you, small business owners, and you know that. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.